come to that part of the service which is described as the fencing of the Lord's table. And by the fencing of the Lord's table, we make a difference between those who should be at the table and those who should not be at the table. This is described, this service, this ordinance, as a sacrament. And sacrament is a Latin word. Originally, it meant simply something sacred. It came to have a wider meaning than this. In the military, the sacramentum dicere involved swearing an oath of allegiance to a general or an army or indeed a king, swearing an oath of allegiance. And it's perhaps easy to see how this was adopted by the church. Sacraments are for those devoted to the service of the king, King Jesus. And sacraments are only for such, those who are devoted to King Jesus as their Saviour and Lord. In the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians in chapter 5, Paul speaks of Christ in these terms. He says, Christ, our Passover, sacrificed for us. Our Passover for us, he says. Who is he speaking of? He is speaking of believers, those who have come to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their life, as their Saviour, as their sacrifice for their sin. Now, self-examination is involved in approaching the supper. In that passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we are encouraged to purge out the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. The question of self-examination is one addressed, of course, in preparatory services. And happily, we still have communion seasons in which these themes are dealt with in various days. The day for self-examination, the day for repentance, and also a day for preparation. And so, for those who are attentive to the preparation services, there ought to be indeed a self-examination which encourages the believer in coming to the Lord's table. But it's not for those who make no profession of saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is for those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, however weak they may think their faith to be, or however lacking they may feel that they are of assurance. Remember, no one earns the Lord's Supper by their works. And the whole question of self-examination is not a quest for worthiness. That would be unworthy, to think that a matter of self-examination was to prove our worthiness in some way. But it is a test, the self-examination of sincerity. Its purpose is to exercise care in approaching the ordinance. No one works up this worthiness, but they will know they love the Lord and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is one of the purposes of self-examination in coming to the Lord's table. The sacrament is for them, however unworthy they may feel themselves to be. Let us always remember that when it comes to the Lord's Supper, the worthiness in question is the worthiness of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose broken body and shed blood is represented by the symbols of bread and wine. In our own standards, in the Directory for Public Worship, we read this in relation to the sacrament. This sacrament is a singular medicine for all poor sick creatures, a comfortable help to weak souls, and that our Lord requireth no other worthiness on our part, but that we unfeignedly acknowledge our imperfection. Unfeignedly acknowledge our imperfection. Unfeignedly acknowledge Christ as our worthiness. Christ as our Saviour and Lord. So the question will be, how do you come to the table? One divine, Scottish divine said, How can men expect to see the going of the King, King Jesus, in the ordinances if they do not bring the presence of the King along with them? And that is how you're to come. Come with the presence of the King along with you. So come, believer, acknowledging Christ as your Lord and hope, and have this desire to honour him in your lives and in his ordinance. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, your glorying, he says to the Corinthians, is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? That is to say, the sin of the professing people of God has this detrimental effect to the whole body. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Well, as we proceed to the service, the ordinance, let us sing some verses from Psalm 118. Psalm 118.